The Green Connection. Just to give you a little bit of a perspective, the car powerships obviously have just come through over the weekend, over last week. Some hearings were allowing the car powerships deal to come through with respect to offshore electricity generation. And unfortunately, fishing communities have been staging a protest against the approval of that deal. Let's hear from Neville Van Rooy, Community Coordinator of Green Connection.
Breakfast with Refilwe Mulata
on Cape Talk.
Neville, good morning. Welcome to Breakfast with Refilwe. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Refilwe, and good morning to the listeners. I'm feeling well, and thank you for this opportunity.
How is the fishing sector actually affected by the Car Powership SA deal?
You know, the fishing community is generally a struggling community in terms of getting the right quotas, to have enough in the basket to feed the families and to have business going. And now also COVID-19 restrictions and limitations and NPA limitations, and some people are getting jailed and equipment taken off, and now on top of it there's car powerships wanting to come and do oil and gas in the area, and you know, being stationed in a harbor area where people really need to pass to go and fish. You know, those are the complications that, you know, they're already going through, not to mention what this will mean for the ocean itself where they will be fishing.
So help us a little bit with a little bit more detail. My understanding, of course, is that fishing communities in the Richards Bay, Saldanha Bay and Mocha areas happen to be affected. You representing Saldanha Bay. When you say they interrupt where you need to pass through, is there kind of a limitation on your movement?
Yeah, you know, these car powerships is now, for example, in Saldanha Bay, is now going to be stationed in a place called Big Bay, where in Small Bay. This is an area that the fishermen called known as Pepper Bay for the local fishermen here. And this is an area close to the harbor area where people usually just go and fish when there's a certain time of the season when there's a lot of fish in that particular area, and especially when people do not have enough even to be able to go far out in the ocean. This is the closest space where they can fish. So those are the kinds of conflicts that there will be now. This ships is stationed or earmarked to go and station right in that area there. And this is the complication and the concern for the fishermen.
All right. So tell us about the protest action that you're planning for today.
Today we are planning the uprooted DMRE action here in Saldanha Bay. There's also actions happening out in Springbok, and there's also actions happening out in the Karoo for the fracking guys there. So, but today we will be going to the offices here to hand over a memorandum of demands that is actually international demands, but it's also local demands that the people will be raising. So we're working with different fishing communities here that will be accompanying us, and also some supporting organizations from the area. So we will be going there to render our demands.
And as a probability of success, I mean, it's good obviously to register your discontent, but if we're being serious, I mean, what is it that you would like to see happen in terms of in response to your protest? What are the demands that you're making?
Some of our demands is really we want to start addressing the fact that we need a transition away from fossil fuels. We need to do outward car powerships and outward oil and gas and inward renewables, because renewables is the future. Renewables is much safer. Renewables is much easier to construct in a two-year period, and also not so detrimental on the environment like oil and gas. You know, gas is now, the government sees it as a transitional energy system, but on the climate change scale, it's also just as bad as coal, and not, if not worse, you know, to threaten the environment. And we also talking about the gas price that will be fluctuating, going up, up and down, like the petrol price. And we don't know how much for a 20-year period, how much, you know, that will go up. And according to my stats, gas is just going upwards and upwards. That means, complications even for the normal consumer in South Africa in the long term.
Got it. All right. And in terms of the supply chain of fishing, I mean, as you say, in the long term, how is it affected? I mean, is this a complete removal of certain amounts of supply, or is it a reduction? Could you replace or replenish the supply by fishing in different areas?
You know, it's some of the complications, like, for example, in the Saldanha Bay area, this is a key breeding zone for a particular species of fish. Now you're telling us that there will be power ships that will be making noise and pumping hot water and cold water in and out for that specific breeding zone. You can think of the complication of the ecosystem, how it will be interrupted for those small fish that need to breed. Also, that means a generation will be affected that needed to catch those fish, because it's part of the fish species that the community is really part of their fishing basket, you know. And those are the concerns, not just for now even, but for the long term. What about the future, you know? And what does the Constitution say? We need an environment that is not harmful to our health and well-being and protected for present and future generations. So why are they doing this for our future fishermen that needs to live from this ocean?
All right. Well, we wish you the best with your protest today, Neville, and with getting the outcomes that you seek. Community Coordinator for Green Connection there, Neville Van Roy.